Hello and welcome. Richard McCann here. I hope you're doing well and thank you for tuning in. Now, I'm sat here with the wonderful Adam Corbley, who you may recall was on The Apprentice last year, and I thought it was fantastic, that a very down-to-earth character. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon, Richard. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you with the weather?
Coping, mate, you know. I've got the 4x4, so hopefully I should be able to soldier through. If the snow comes in, I should be able to get home all right tonight.
Okay. I thought I might trap you in Leeds. I'll be trapped in Leeds. Listen, you're speaking for me at the end of February at the ICANN event. Will you be sharing some of the apprentice journey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll talk about the apprentice journey. I'll talk about a lot of things I have been up to that people know about, and a lot of things that I've been up to that people don't know about, you know. So I'm really, really looking forward to the event.
Yeah, and I do know some of that stuff, and I do know that you're going to be on the front pages very, very soon in the next few weeks. So hopefully that'll have happened by the time we speak. So we'll hear a bit. You better talk about that openly, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
So come on, I'm dying to know, what was it really like on The Apprentice?
It was an amazing, amazing opportunity, you know, and I'm really, really, really grateful for the whole process. You know, I met some fantastic people, I had some fantastic experiences, and I learned a lot about myself and a lot about life as well.
Yeah, we all need to know a lot about life. So, I mean, how many people actually applied to be on The Apprentice? Do you know any ideas?
There was over 200,000.
Wow.
Yeah, last year when I was on. And what a lot of people don't realise is I think it was predominantly males. So there was about 160,000 males actually applied for the show. So to get down to the last day, it was pretty tough for myself, you know.
Well, and how did you get on the show? How did you stand out? Because you're not ginger, are you? If you're ginger, I can understand. Ginger massive. No, how did you get on?
I mean, that's the question I get asked most, and usually I get asked advice. You know, I got a lot of people get in touch with me and say, I'm applying for The Apprentice, how do I get on? And the first thing I say to them is, look, don't think before you speak. And they say, okay, what you mean is, think before you speak. And I say, no, don't think before you speak. Be yourself, say what's on your mind, and be true. And, you know, if your personality fits and they see that you're an honest guy with a clear, positive attitude, you'll get on the show.
And so you say many people contact you because they're thinking of going on the show. Would you actually recommend somebody applying to be on the show?
Absolutely, of course. I mean, you've got to have thick skin and you have, and you're putting yourself out there. You really are, you know. For me, it was a chance to showcase myself as a untapped talent, really, to 10 million viewers, you know. And if you haven't got confidence and belief in yourself, and you haven't got thick skin, I'd probably say it's not for you. But yeah, if you know, if you believe in yourself, then absolutely go for it. You know, it's made my life a million times better, and it's been absolutely fantastic. So I'd recommend anyone to give it a go. Yeah,
fantastic. And as far as we're speaking at the ICANN event, gives us a flavour. I mean, what can they expect to take away from your session? Any one thing will take away from your session?
Yeah, I think I can definitely leave them with a few key things, three key points really, which I concentrate on when I'm speaking, yeah, that they can go away with and really, really think about. And I also, you know, get a lot of people getting in touch with me after an event, 6 weeks, 8 weeks down the line, emailing me and saying, after your speech, I went on to do this, this and this. And that for me is worth its weight in gold, you know.
Yeah, how rewarding must that be? Yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you for coming over and sitting down with me this afternoon. It is snowing out there, so drive carefully, and I look forward to seeing you again at ICANN's, the event on the 23rd of February. Looking forward to it. So thanks for joining me, Adam, and thank you for listening in too.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
Bye for now. If you want to hear more details about the event, you can. It's icanntheevent.co.uk. Don't forget the W's at the front. Bye for now.